with Channel 9 since the beginning. It's been over 5 years of my life.
And Channel 9 is kind of that inside view for people to kind of understand our geek culture.
PBC is our big developer event, professional developers conference that we have every few years in down in LA. There was a blog post by a customer where they talked about how they'd met Chris Anderson. Chris Anderson back then was working on Windows and WPF. And you know, he said, hey, you know what was so neat about his phone is that Chris was about as excited about software as what he was. Here's a customer that's surprised that people that work here are as excited about software as we are. Now, Len made a joke, and he said, you know, if we could have a PDC every day of the week, you know, what a wonderful thing and how easy would our jobs be? And I said, you know, we can do that. And that was Channel 9.
Channel 9 has always embodied that notion of having technology at your fingertips and having a community developed around that.
Channel 9 is important because before Channel 9, you really never got to see the people behind the technology. Even if we're not talking about how Larry Osterman, for example, what he does on the weekend or whatever, the fact that he's talking about the technology that he made, it's implicit that you have the kind of human connection that you're not going to get on Larry's blog. You don't really get to see his eyes, the way he moves his hand, hear his voice. And the same is true with any number of the people that we interview.
Channel 9 came from Len. Len was, a long time ago, was really afraid of getting on an airplane and flying. And he said, you can do all you want, I ain't getting on the plane. The next morning, some knock on Len's apartment door. I said, hey, Len, I'm John. I'm here to give you a ride to the airport. And he goes, I'm not going with you. And he said, look, I'm a pilot for American Airlines. I'm going to drive you to the airport today. You don't have to get on an airplane, but you can ask me any question you want about flying. So Len did. He asked him, like, what happens, you know, if they get struck by lightning? And he was able to get, you know, total transparency into what it meant to get on that airplane. He says, you're flying on United Airlines. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to go find your seat. I want you to put on the headphones. And I want you to tune into Channel 9. Channel 9 is the in-flight audio on United Airlines. And in that there, you can hear, you know, inside the cockpit, what the pilots are saying. And he says, you too can have transparency into what is actually happening on the plane. There's interesting people that are building our software. There's wonderful people that use it. And how can we kind of give that way for you guys to listen to the cockpit? That's what Channel 9 is to me.
I love Channel 9 because it's a mix of content. So it's a mix of kind of getting the inside view of Microsoft and what we're thinking about. It's kind of in the Microsoft head, so to speak. But it's also great training content. So you can really learn kind of in depth what the engineers are thinking about when they're building the products and how to kind of take that learning and apply it to your own projects.
Originally, when I came to Microsoft, I was at Channel 10. And that was sort of more of a TV show about technology, and then we started to gear more towards sort of Microsoft-specific technology, and now that Channel 10 is going away, I think Channel 9 is just going to be an enhancement of what Channel 10 used to be, all incorporated into one site.
It's about the conversation. It's about walking into someone's office with a camcorder and just, you know, going to the whiteboard for an hour and trying to figure out, how did you design that API? It's about putting together screencast content. It's about, you know, coming up with all the different shows, like this week on Channel 9 and Ping and 10.4 that we've come out with. And you really just can't have that kind of personal touch via a blog sometimes. And so Channel 9 really gives you the ability to deliver that type of great video content.
The kind of content I like to do is a little bit consumer focused and just kind of behind the scenes of what's going on in the Death Star. So, like, I looked at Ian Sands and a strategic prototyping group and the cool stuff that they're working on every day. I talked to Denise Trebona, who works on the, she picks the wallpapers for Windows 7. That was a really cool interview. And I got to interview the people behind the Arc Mouse, which was really cool.
So when I joined the team, it was still very new. Channel 9 had been out for a couple months, and the main developer had moved on. But that was the days of Robert Scoble and Charles Torrey were creating the main content. And it was very internally focused. It was just like, hey, we're not just a big, gigantic company, but we're actually interesting people doing interesting things. So it was a lot of, like, internal interviews and done in very opposite directions of Charles Torrey style and Robert Scoble style. Since then, the whole team has changed a lot. And I was able to witness that as, when I first joined, developing, and then the development team grew to the point where there were like five of us working on the team, and it grew because we also grew with all the different sites. So we started Channel 10 and Channel 8 and Edge and Mix, and it just kept exploding.
I try to keep on top of Microsoft news, what's going on, what's interesting to geeks, and portray it on video. And I also really like to do a lot of human interest stuff, find interesting people here at Microsoft. We've got quite a few of them.
And over time, Channel 9 probably became too developer-focused. And that wasn't necessarily a bad thing, but you have to have a balance, right? How do you get the real scoop from the people building the products? I want to know what the products are, what the technology is, and the people behind them.
So if you look at Channel 9, and you know, I don't know if I'm comfortable with seeing a video on the front page about, you know, some very interesting person and what they do, or the guy who rides a Segway to work every day, I think you'll find that if they give it a bit of time, that's exactly the content that brought them to 9 in the first place.
My advice is be vocal, let us know what you like, and let us know how we're doing. I think every content contributor on Channel 9 considers them a part of the Channel 9 community, and we want feedback from Niners on the kind of stuff that they want to see and any changes that they'd really like to see us implement, because if we're not creating an experience that the Niners want to consume and be a part of, then we're not doing our job.
If I don't know it, I'll go out and learn it. I can track down authors to give us better content. They may not find what I find interesting, and that's 100% acceptable.
Invite more people to the party. It's always good. More people on the message boards, more people watching, more eyeballs, more opinions, which is always good.
That it's real information that's done in a fun, human way, but it's not overt marketing.
Some of the feedback we got back in the past was the user interface wasn't great on Channel 9, or it was hard to find certain pieces. There were way too many tags. It was a little bit unorganized. So I think part of this idea is we have so much content that we have to nail the UI so that people know what they're looking for and they can find it easily.
We've always had sort of a weird, simple, non-professional UI. That was by design, because we developed it as developers, not designers. So we brought in a designer, did all the information architecture, and they figured all that out.
I sat down and spent a lot of time trying to kind of find the best way to make all the code fit with the site that the users would see and the site that like the content team would put content in, so everything kind of made sense and flowed with the new design. And so I did that for about a month or so, and now I'm working with the guys to make it look pretty.
And so it's going to come out, and it'll be easier for people to find what they want. People who like going deep, the stuff that I do and some other people, it's still going to be there. You'll have your own sort of channel into that.
The part that really excites me is our live streaming, where we can actually do things like town halls. You can meet the people behind the products. I'd say, you know, borrowing from the Obama administration, where you have town halls, people can come online, ask questions, understand where Microsoft's going as a company, and it's brand new space for us to be able to do, and it's a great opportunity for Channel 9.
Producing content that is really valuable, really artistic, and well-designed for the audience, because I think that makes it that much better to accept the information inside of it.
I like experimental artwork and music. I really like stuff that makes you think differently. I study a lot of different religions, sociology, psychology. I'm really into reality.
Outside of work, I spend pretty much all my time right now mountaineering, whether it's rock climbing or climbing glaciers or alpine mountaineering, going to the rock gym.
I like physical hardware. I like creating software-hardware mashups.
I used to write columns at MSDN. Many, many, many columns on programming. A bunch of books on VB and database programming, things like that. But then eventually I wrote a book, Xbox for Dummies, Zune for Dummies, and, a bit more in the consumer space.
I'm big into fantasy football. I really like my fantasy football. I'm in several leagues.
I have a joke with my friends that I don't play video games, I play World of Warcraft. I've got an Xbox, but it's mostly a DVD player.
Well, what I tell people is during the day, I'm a technology evangelist at Microsoft, and at night I turn into a cocktail evangelist. I like taking and getting into the culinary side of cocktails and mixology and help people understand there is more to it than just the alcohol.
So hopefully it'll be a little bit of something for everybody who's just interested in technology.
You know, we produce these videos or whatever, then we post them up there. There's not a lot of review in between, but also it's very authentic. And I think that is, to me, has always been the real heart of Channel 9.
The core philosophy of Channel 9 is super solid.